About 150 officials representing national commissions, state legislatures, civil society and development partners attended the first international consultative conference in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, on the implementation of the ECOWAS Small Arms Program called ECOSAP. At the end of the five-day meeting, the delegates adopted a set of standard operational procedures that will guide the development of common policies throughout member states to control the millions of small arms and light weapons circulating in West Africa. Komani Wese, chairman of the Liberia National Commission on Small Arms, who chaired the closing session, explains further.
Among the other things we're talking about is how to collect the arms, how to dispose of the arms, how to put into place the appropriate legislation that will ensure that people work within certain guidelines that are legal and what will be determined as illegal and illicit handling of arms.
ECOSAP is a five-year program that will provide training, funding and logistical support to national commissions and national organizations working to fight illicit arms trafficking in West Africa. Wese says implementing the program will not be easy. He says the local population needs to be educated to know and report illegal arms.
The challenges really are about just the control of arms that we do not produce, that come from outside West Africa. There are some production lines, but they are very small. Most of the arms that are circulated in West Africa come from countries beyond Africa. There are countries in Europe and America, from Asia, and then these arms come in, and then they get into one country, and they cross borders that are porous, and because of conflicts, they easily flow and keep going, and because of the situation of our young people, well, many of them being unemployed, they become vulnerable.
Last June, ECOWAS leaders signed the Convention on Small Arms and Light Weapons in Abuja, Nigeria, to reduce armed violence in West Africa. The convention needs to be ratified by at least 9 of the 15 member states in order for it to be legally binding and effective. Retired Major General Charles Okan from the ECOWAS Commission urged national governments to show their commitment to the program by ratifying the convention.
Well, our approach is one to appeal to them through the ECOWAS Commission presidency and a special exercise of undertaking missions to member states to talk to the key institutions like the parliament, like the subcommittee on defense and security in parliament, like the judiciary, like civil society organizations to elicit their support in getting these governments to sign these ratification.
So far, only Niger has ratified the convention. FM Bovi for VOA News, Accra.